Hi, this is Tiffany Black, and I'm finally getting around to doing a tour of my house. Tried this this weekend, and the recording was really bad, so I'm redoing it. All right, I'm standing in the middle of my bedroom, which is a really great big disaster, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. I am in front of my bed, which is going along the north wall, and I am weird. I have the foot of my bed up against the east wall near my closet door. That's not east. That's west. That's the west wall. I've got my... Sorry, I have my directions mixed up. Anyway, so I have the foot of my bed there because there's a skylight. And I'm a terrible night owl. And so when I don't have anything better to do, I've been known to sleep until 10 or 11 in the morning, and the sun gets in my face, and it's just, you know, too darn hot, and I hate waking up too hot, because I just don't feel good. So anyways, my head of my bed is down, pointing towards the east, hanging out into the middle of the room. The other reason I've got my head of my bed over here is because the window's over here. So probably about 6 feet from the west end of the room. And that's on the north wall, of course. So anyway, I'm going to get off my bed, because I'm kneeling on it for some weird reason. Okay. Now, on the west wall, there's my closet door, and then there's my desk with my computer and a whole load of junk. And whoops, I just smacked the keyboard. And it's trying to figure out why I hit it. Okay. And then I have a footstool and a rocker on the south wall. Behind it, there's a shelf with an aquarium that's got a whole bunch of dead plants in it. Then I have another rocker where I put a bunch of my junk. And behind it are a bunch of live plants that are not in an aquarium. The reason I put a bunch of plants in an aquarium was because I didn't want my cat to try and chew on them, and then I forgot to water them. Now, in the middle of the room, there is a great big 2x3 foot coffee table, and it's a very interesting coffee table. My dad built this for me. It has tiles in little spots on the edge. There's a turtle. There is a fish on the drawer on the side, and there's a starfish, I believe that is. Or, no, that's the dragonfly, excuse me. But they're just little 1-inch, or is that 2-inch square tiles. And on either side, he has engraved, I think one of them is a sunflower, and one of them's a eagle, or something like that. And then there are three more. There's a flower, a bunch of pine cones, and, I can't remember what the third one is. Some other tiles on the other side that's up against my couch where I can't really get right at the moment. In the center of the table, under a bunch of my craft things, is a great big turtle in the middle of this table. It's really cool. And then there's another drawer on the other side of it. Okay, so then there's a bunch of my tubs with my soap-making stuff in it. On the east wall is my little refrigerator where I put all my, you know, cheese and whatever, because our old fridge out in the kitchen is kind of dying, and this way my stuff didn't get mixed in with theirs, and in the summer when it can't tolerate, can't keep up with the heat, then it can, you know, I don't lose a bunch of stuff. There's a couch that's entirely buried in stuff right at the moment, along the east wall, covers most of the east wall, and there's a mousetrap back there. There's also one under my bed that actually I need to check because it might be full, finally. Okay, anyways, that's my room. I am now facing south. My door is on the southeast corner of the room. Coming out are a bunch more of my tubs that I couldn't fit in my room, so I just have them standing here in the hall. I've got some yarn, and I've got a bunch of music boxes. Almost directly across from my room, still going south, is the bathroom. It's, I'm going to say 6 by 12. I'm terrible with measurements. Sink is on the east wall, then followed by the toilet, and the bathtub runs along the south wall. Whoops. Knock a hanger off of the sliding door on the shower. And then I have a towel rack hanging on the west wall that I got from Blind Mice Mart. Really cool place to shop, by the way. Okay, coming out of the bathroom, I'm going to close the door so the cat doesn't go in there, because he likes to. I don't know why. He just goes in there and sits down. My sister's room is on the west, just around the corner from the bathroom door. I'm not going to go in there because it's a college student's room, so you can imagine how scary it is in there. Well, maybe I will. Just a second. I'm going to call Bubba. Bubba! Bubba! Come here, boy. Come on, sleepy. Come on, sleepy. Hi. That's Bubba running past, because I just woke him up. He is a very funny dog. He's got a really great personality. He's really laid back. 110 pounds. Chocolate, Labrador, and German Shorthair mix. Very good dog, except when it comes to walking on leash. He's a little bit too strong for me. And when he sees something, or if he's got to go, you just better hold on for dear life and hope he doesn't run you into anything. Okay, I'm walking out into the dining room now. I'm now heading away from my part of the house, going east, except I'm going to turn south. Okay, so I'm walking along. Here are a bunch of cabinets on the, I have to think, west wall, that my dad made for my mother to store all of her decorations in. She's got seasonal specific decorations. I believe I'm touching the winter, doors for winter right now. He's got a, he made these of wood, and he's carved into them, I think it's a map of the mountains around here, if I remember right. And very detailed work. It actually took him about 2 years to get this finished. So that covers most of this wall, which I think is, well, it's probably 12 feet because it's the same as the bathroom. Covers the same area as the bathroom. Okay, now I'm in the corner, in the southwest corner. I'm turning. There's a little carpet down here on the floor in front of the sliding glass doors to the back of the house. And there aren't any kitties sitting on it. That's strange. We keep it here because cats really like to sit on it to watch the birds. And we have birds. Where are you, Bridge? Trying to find my kitty. I think she's gone onto the couch. Okay. So, there's a big table. Octagon-shaped dining table in the center of the dining room that has green marble and then around the edges and then tannish marble, I think it is, in the center. And wood around that, you know, frame and everything. My dad built that, too. He really likes to build. And he's really darn good at it, too. Then there's the counter where the telephone and the answering machine and the pencil jar and the scissors and all that kind of, and whatever else we might stick there. Okay. I was heading north, by the way, going around that. Now I'm going to walk into the kitchen. There's just sort of an open space. I'm going east now, by the way. Turning south to follow this counter. And it's just a boring old kitchen counter with junk on it. Sink full of dishes. Dishwasher's down below. It's kind of a, turns at a 45 degree angle off from where the sink is. And then there's the stove. And another tiny little counter space and a laundry door, which I think I'm going to secure a little better because our cat, Mike, little boy cat. He's a very funny cat, but he likes to try to break into the laundry. He's the same one that likes to sit in the bathroom. Okay, now heading north. Another counter space after the laundry door and a microwave. And then we kind of turn 45 degrees and we go across Mom's little pantry, can recycle bag, and now we've turned another 45 and we're going west. There's the 20-year-old refrigerator. We got this thing when I was 10 years old. Should explain why it's dying. And then here's my microwave and my cupboards where I keep all my dishes and non-perishable food. And that's our kitchen. Still smells like the shampoo I just made. Okay. Turning north. And I'm walking into the living room. And the living room is big. I'm not even going to guess what the measurements are because, I, you know, like I say, I'm bad. Just inside the wall is the back of my dad's rocking chair. He's got one of those gliders. Actually, so do I in my room. Very nice chairs. And then kind of If you were to go straight out of the kitchen and walk dead ahead, or out of the living room kitchen kind of area, you walk dead ahead, here's the edge of our couch. This is something else that Dad built, and it's probably 6-7 feet, and on the very edge is a, I believe that's an eagle that he carved into it. And I'm going to go to the west end of the living room first. There's our pellet stove, which is rather efficient. We only ever use the lowest setting because it'll push us up to like 75 degrees and roast us out even on the cold days. But behind the pellet stove, my dad has a another carving, and I think it's another view of the mountains around here because we're really close to Mount Jefferson and Mount Bachelor. Ah, so there is now going along the west wall, walking north, and right there is the front door on the north. Oh, what on earth are those? Oh, they're good grief, those are strong magnets. I never noticed my mom had these up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 magnets stuck to the door. I think they're for sticking notes and things. If you wanna. And then to the east of the door is our coat rack. There's another sort of a counter behind the couch where we keep dog treats and Dad's lunchbox, anything he wants to take to work with him. Okay, going around the couch now, there is an octagon table that my dad built out of an old, no, it's two old stop signs, and a drum of some sort for the middle of the table, and then there's sort of a round lip at the bottom, and it's on casters. Oh, so's mine, by the way. And here's a big snory dog. Hello, Susie. Hello, Susie. What you doing? Sleepy girl. Susie, her full name is Susan B. Anthony. We usually call her Suba. She only gets called Susan B. Anthony if she's in big trouble. She is an 11-year-old. Yeah, I'm talking about you. She's a black lab and very affectionate, very food-oriented. And, yeah, she's a better walker on the leash, though. Mikey, do you want your food? There's a funny thing about Mike. He has this thing. He'll yell at you until you follow him, and then he wants you to watch him eat, and he'll eat like two little crunchies. So I'm going to hurry up and describe this living room so that he can go do his thing. Okay. On the north wall are three windows, and then my dad's guitars. I think he's got two or three. Turning on the east side is our entertainment center. We got the DVD player, VCR, which we hardly ever use anymore. And down below is Dad's, oh, what do you call those things? The CD player with the five, CD changer, yeah. And, okay, on the south wall is a shelf that's got Dad's books, and he likes to draw a lot, so pencils and whatever he might need. And I bet there's a kitty cat in front of me at Mom and Dad's door. Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. What you doing, big boy? You want to go in? Okay, we're going into my parents' room now, because Mikey has to show me his food, and it's back in their room. This is a master bedroom with my parents' bed and their TiVo machine and the DVD recorder. Oh, well, your bathroom door is closed, Mike. I guess I have to fix it. And the master bath, where the kitties live. Yeah. Mikey. Yeah, I know, I got something funny sticking on my face, huh? Yeah, it's a microphone. Well, he's actually seriously hungry. He's gonna go for three. At least. Well, I'm gonna leave him to that. I'm walking along the bathroom counter on the east wall of the house. Two sinks, and then this is a carpeted three-story little catatat, we call it. There's a ledge up here at the top where our other kitten, Mischief, who is, I'm not sure where, has her food bowl. Oh, hello. She's in the middle basket. Hello, girly. She's a cute cat. She's half Manx. So she's got a little basket with a carpet in it, and she's sleeping in there or something. She wants to smell my hand because I've been working with my essential oils. She's always interested in what I get into. This kitten is the only cat I've ever met that plays fetch. And she actually taught us. because we never expected to have a cat that plays fetch. And Mikey's going into the south window. He's happy. They have an east window and a south window right over the bathtub, and it's one of those garden tubs that's got the little seat in it, and then it's kind of roundish. And then they have, on the southwest corner, is their shower stall, and then on the southeast corner is a toilet. It's a nice big bathroom. It's got to be... I'm just guessing 18 by 12. It's a nice big bathroom. See, Mikey? You want me to close your door for a while? Now, Mikey, I forgot to tell you the funny thing about Mikey. He's a horrible mouser. He'll catch him, and he'll, you know, oh, hi, you're still with me, okay, you want to come back out? There you go, boy. Okay, going back out of my parents' room. Heard me talking about him, I swear. He likes to, catch mice, and then he will lay down on top of them. And he'll just kind of wait for him to crawl out from under him. I don't think I think he killed one by accident once. He's a nice cat. He's the most laid-back cat I have ever met. I've actually stood on his tail before, and he doesn't say a word. It's very strange. Now, I didn't introduce you to my sister's cat, Taylor, because she's sound asleep and being antisocial at the moment. But she's in my sister's room, and she's... The reason she got her name, it's spelled T-A-I-L-R-E-R-R-R, by the way. My sister was 8 years old when she named her. She's got a 12.5-inch tail. Most cats, it's, 10 inches? Well, Taylor's is longer. She's a funny cat. She's the best mouser we have. Anyhow, I'm getting my shoes on so that I can go do the outside of the house now, because I think we've covered the inside pretty well. I'm going to see if my little sweetheart is over here on the couch. Oh, you are. Hello, sweetie. This is Bridgie. She's not going to talk because she hates microphones. But she's got a jingle bell on her so that I can find her because she's my cat. 17 years old. Doing pretty good. Having a little kidney trouble, but, that's not bad for 17. And I caught it early, so we changed the diet and she's going to go... She doesn't want to hear this. She's got to go back in and have more blood work done in about a week so we can make sure her levels are... Still okay, not rising. Susie, you want to walk, Susu? Suba, want to walk? Come on. Suba will always go for a walk because she expects to get a dog treat when she comes back in. Yes. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, kiss the microphone. She's talking to me. She wants to go. The burp at you, too. Charming little girl. All right, let's go walk. It's a real nice day outside, about 61 degrees. All right, going out the front door, which is north door, we put a metal grating on our porch for winter so it doesn't ice up. Okay, and I'm going west. There's one step off the porch and another step, and now we're on one half of our patio. Susie, what you sniffing? She's blocking me. Okay, on my left, along the north wall, is a nice park bench, which conveniently is right outside my bedroom window. So, this is actually my bedroom for now, but when my sister moves in the summer, I'm going to take over her room. So, because this is actually my dad's study where my bedroom is, so you can have that back. Okay, anyways, this bench is right outside my window, so I sometimes stick my computer speakers in the window and sit out here with a wireless keyboard. It's really cool. Come on, Susu. Let's go. So that's pretty much what's on this half patio. 1, 2, 3 steps down, and we are along this gravel path that my dad made that leads up to my garden. Still going west. There's my garden, right on our left side here. about 20, 15 by 20 or so, I think. I'm not sure if those poor roses in there are going to revive or not, although my dad said the same thing about his roses just this morning, too. Might just be that we had an extra cold winter. I hope they revive, because that would be a bummer if all 20 of them died. There's a juniper tree directly outside of my garden gate that likes to rip out my hair. I'm going to take you actually in there a different day, because it's really not terribly exciting in there right now. Come back in June, hopefully, if they revive and do that part. Hey, girl. Yoo-hoo. Come on, Nosy. Come on, Nosy. She's busy sniffing something. Okay, going. I think we've got about 2-acre property. Whoops, wheelbarrow in front of the west side of the house. And Susu, you need to walk on the other side, sweetheart. Susie, come on. Go there. There you go. Good girl. Okay, there's my sister's window. She's got, that's the one thing I dread about her room. She's got the west window. So in the summer, it can get to like 100 degrees inside the bedroom. Oh my goodness. Okay, now we're going around the south side of the house. I think the house is about 28 feet by, I'm not sure what it is, 40 or 50 or something. Come on, Susu. It's a double wide, I believe. Susie. No, come on. She's got her leash wrapped around something. And I want to come over here and turn this hose off. Because I realized that when I watered my plants a couple hours ago, I left them on. There. Okay. Okay, Susie, we'll keep going now. All right, walking along the south end of the house, heading west. This is where all of our junk barrels are. Passing the door. What, you think you're going to go in the back door? The sliding glass door. There are lots and lots of bird feeders out. What are you doing? Come on, Nosy. Lots of bird feeders out here. We've been known to get, I think, over 100 quail. I think that was a chickadee that just spoke up. Not sure if it'll get on the recording. Susan, you need to be on my other side. Come on. Oops, don't run your nose into my knee. There you go, girl. Alrighty. Now, we're going past the laundry door that we never use, just because. Come on, Nosy. Come on. Now, there is. We're turning north, going along the east side of the house. There's a tree somewhere over here. Just right there, off to my right. We're going along my parents' side of the house. There are 4 yellow climbing roses over here, 2 of which may survive, 2 of which may not, because they were last year's, and they're just not waking up yet. Susie, you gotta quit wrapping the leash around me, girl. That's what I kept complimenting you, isn't it? Okay. Very boring part of the house. Okay, going back around to the north side of the house, heading east-west. Terrible with these directions. Now we're walking across the water hose in the front of the house. There's a little grate where we pour, like, soapy water from washing the cars. 3 steps up, we're on the other side of the patio, which is sort of a half-octagon shape, and so is the other one. And here, in the middle, our set of chairs and tables that are metal. I believe they're supposed to be, it kind of looks like it's braided actually, but I thought there was a rose pattern somewhere. Pretty small table, about 2 feet diameter. Come on, Nosy. What? What? Here we are. We're back on the front porch. What? So, that's basically our house. Off to the north, about 20 feet, I think, is Dad's garage. I'm not going to take you a tour of that because it's way beyond me. I think of his garage what he thinks of my bedroom. Let's put it that way. Okay, we're back inside, and I'm going to give this girl her treat. Okay, she was good. So anyways, that's my house.